Hello and welcome to episode 35 of It's Funny Now, Stories You're Glad Didn't Happen to You. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Morgan Lanewall with his story, The Italian Stallion.
It's my first threesome. I'm a little excited. So I'm there, and she's blowing me. Here we go. Here's the roller coaster's in. She's blowing me, and I'm like, this is fucking sick. And he comes over, and he takes his shirt off, and he has tribal tattoos pointing to his penis. And I knew at that moment I was in for a world of hurt, okay? That's a professional, okay? That's a professional, okay?
Morgan is an LA-based comedian. He has performed at The Comedy Store, Hollywood Improv, Wise Guys Vegas, Vulcan Gas Company, Don't Tell Comedy, and Edinburgh Fringe Festival. He has opened for Michael Rapaport and Sarah Tiana, and his writings have been featured in Huffington Post and Thrillist. So now, without further ado, here's Morgan with his story.
Hello, to you specifically. Hello. Pleasure. Hello, I'm Morgan. You want to hear a story?
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty crazy story. Can you take a crazy story? Okay. I also had a threesome. Come on. Not with him. I didn't have it with him. He had nothing to do with the story. But I had a threesome. It wasn't the kind I wanted, but it still counts, okay? The guys, maybe you know what I'm talking about, okay? It was me and another guy, all right? And then another guy, also. No, I'm kidding. I'm straight guy, all right? Look at me, look how manly and straight I am. Look at our hair, we're so straight and manly, you and me, huh? Look at that. Straight guy. It was me, a guy, and a girl. And my friends didn't want to take that in. They were so confused that I could have a threesome with another man there. They were like, Morgan, are you gay? You had sex with a man? And I'm like, no, I didn't have sex with a man, okay? I had sex alongside a man. It's very different, all right? And people want to come up with, like, names for these things, right? Men will make up these crazy, like, almost violent names. Like, dude, you did a gangbang, all right? You did the devil's three-way. You ran a train. And I'm like, hey, I didn't do any of that, okay? I had loving, consensual sex with a beautiful woman. While that same woman got dominated doggy style from behind, okay? Same woman, two very different experiences, okay? You know when you're like driving in the car and the windows are open so it's cold, but then the heat is on, it's happening at the same time, it's kind of like that, okay? It's one of those. And the guy I did it with, very hot guy, okay? A former Italian kickboxing champion, turned professional salsa dancer, turned investment banker, and he was 6'4". I know I said I didn't have sex with him, but I was this close, okay? I saw a few of you, you were like excited. You were like, oh, he's a kickboxer and so on. And then I said 6'4", and you were like, oh my fucking God, he's so tall and not. Tall, hot Italian guy. Let me backtrack a little bit. So I was in San Diego. I was staying at a youth hostel, and I wasn't having a good time in my life. I'd just broken up with someone. I was a little depressed. And I'm at the hostel, and I meet him, and his name is Maximiliano Ciotti Concha. That's his name. And met him. And I tell him a little bit about what's going on with me in my life. And he's like, hey, Morgan, you are in San Diego. It is beautiful weather, beautiful women. Things could be worse. He kept saying that. Things could be worse. He says, you know what? How about we go out to a nightclub tonight? Come on, let's have fun. Forget about your breakup. And I'm like, okay, things could be worse. Let's go have a nightclub. So we go to the nightclub. We're dancing. And he's a salsa dancer, so he's like dancing like this. And I used to do musical theater, so I'm more kind of doing this kind of stuff, a little more flamboyant. But we're both pretty good, just in general. And I feel like we're attracting a crowd, and some girl walks by, and she gives us the eye. She really gave him the eye, but we were a team, so she gave us the eye. You know, this is more of a team effort kind of thing, right? And he looks to me. He says, Morgan, my English is no good. I need you to talk to her for us. And I was like, okay, man, I can't give her that Italian kickboxer energy, okay? And I can't give her that professional salsa dancer energy, okay? But I'm Jewish, so I can give her that investment banker energy. I can give her that. Like, hey, we would like to buy you a drink. Nothing fancy. It's a little something to show. I don't know where I'm going with this. Token of gratitude. Okay. Got very Jewish there for everybody here. I feel like there's a lot of Jews here. I'm just going to go on a limb. Fellow Jews, hello. I'm going to keep talking about having sex with a lady. Okay, let's go. I walk up to her very, very smooth. And I said, hey, we are going to take you home. And the reason I said we was because I knew that she had seen him. And at that point, I was not going to have sex with her without him there. That is how much a man wants to have sex with a woman. Somebody's calling about this story right now. You forgot the part about your dick. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. Ooh, little suspense for what's to come. Look at that. And somehow the phone's still going off. It's still happening. You can take a call. It's okay. I'm just sharing my art and my soul, you know, bearing my soul for the world. That's okay. Moving on. And so I walk up to her and I said, hey, we are going to take you home. And she turned to me and she said, okay. And I said, oh, shit. Because I remembered we were staying at a hostel. How do you have a threesome at a hostel? How do you have a threesome in bunk beds? How does you just finish with her and you're like, hey, that was really fun. I'm going to head to bed, but you can go up the ladder if you want. It's round two's up there if you want, you know. You guys have fun up there. You know, how do you? Or you can hang her off the top. You can use your imagination. Okay. And she says, okay. And so we find a hotel nearby. We didn't want to do the hostel. We said, let's find a hotel. And we start walking down the street, and I'm holding her hand on one side, and he's holding her hand on the other side. And I'm thinking about, like, forever who was, like, driving by, they were either like, whoa, look at those two cool dudes taking that girl home to have sex with her. Or they were like, whoa, look at those two gay dads walking their college-age daughter home to have sex with her. I don't know. I don't know what those freaks were thinking in the car. I have no idea. We get to the hotel, and he turns to me. He says, Morgan, when I make love, I need music. I need music to make love. I'm like, yo, chill. She's not making love to us, okay? She's making hate for her parents, okay? That's what she's doing, all right? Let's be chill. She's like, I'm gonna turn the TV on. So he turns the TV on, and the only station that is working is playing Rocky II. And we just kept it on. I don't know. I'm not thinking about it. My penis was already out, by the way. It was my first threesome. You think I'm gonna sit and be like, oh, is that the one with Hulk Hogan? Like, no, I'm one. It's my first threesome. I'm a little excited. So I'm there, and she's blowing me. Here we go. Here's the roller coaster's in. She's blowing me, and I'm like, this is fucking sick. And he comes over, and he takes his shirt off, and he has tribal tattoos pointing to his penis. And I knew at that moment I was in for a world of hurt, okay? That's a professional, okay? That's a professional, okay? So we start doing it, and we do, what does every guy do in this situation? We do the Eiffel Tower. You guys know what the Eiffel Tower is? Yeah. You don't know what it is. Eiffel Tower is when there's a girl in between two guys, one guy's on one side, one, and you guys touch hands at the top, and you make a little Eiffel Tower. This is a thing. He knew what was up, and I was like, yeah. And so we did the Eiffel Tower, and he's like, ah, yeah, fuck yeah. And I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah. And then Rocky is like, Adrian, or whatever part of the movie was. We're having fun, man. I don't know. And, you know, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was, like, the alcohol, you know, I had, or the pressure of the situation, or Max's soft hands touching mine, but I completely lost my boner in her mouth. Completely gone. It was like one of those lollipops. You know, you do, like, three licks, and it gets chewy and soft. It's like that. That's what happened. Yeah, the hardness, it was gone. And I'm very embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm trying to have a threesome. It wasn't coming up. Every man, we've been there. I try to go to the bathroom. I try to fluff it up. Nothing's happening. Nothing makes it worse than fluffing it up in the bathroom. That's ridiculous. You can't do that. You can't assault your penis into getting hard. That's not how that works. I'm dejected. I don't feel very good. I sit down, and I start watching. And this guy is fucking this girl like it is his job. And if you remember, this guy had, like, four jobs, okay? So he's very good at it, okay? Italian guys, when they fuck good, they start talking a lot. They start talking like they're sitting at, like, a very good Italian meal. They're like, oh, you're so, so good. You are so good. I'm like, dude, chill. She's not lasagna, okay? Let's. I'm very dejected. I feel very emasculated. And I'm watching, and I turn to my right, and Rocky II is still playing. I'd completely forgotten. And it's the scene where the coach is like, come on, Rock. You got this, Rock. Get up, Rock. Get it up, Rock. And I'm like, whoa, this is getting really specific. Okay. And I don't know, man, it kind of worked. I was starting to get a little half chub there. I was like, oh, something's happening here. Mickey's getting me going here. And I turned to Max and I said, Max, I'm ready. Let's go. And he says, bon appetito, you know, something. And so I go to the bed and I throw her legs open. And the second that my penis touches her vagina, I have to come everywhere. I don't know if you've had erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation at the same time, but there is no pill for that, okay? I don't mean I went in, I mean I touched it and I exploded. I was like, what? No, no, and then I ran to the bathroom and I sprayed the bathroom door, so didn't want them to see it. Now I'm very dejected. I start putting my clothes back on. I said, guys, actually, it's these same pants. I didn't even mean that. Every time I think about this story, I'm like, which pants am I wearing? It's these. And I'm tying up my little knot here. I'm like, guys, you're having fun. Let me get out of here. And she looks at me and she says, Morgan, I've always wanted to have a threesome. And that technically hasn't happened yet. So I want to suck your penis still. And I'm like, okay. And so I go over and she begins to suck my very flaccid penis. And I look out the window and I said, you know, things could be worse. My name is Morgan. Thank you very much. That's my story.
That's it. That's our episode. Oh, Morgan, what a lovely human being. I love that story. That reminds me of the time that my wife told me that she wanted to have a threesome. And she wanted to do it with another woman and another man. There's no audience here to laugh at that joke, so I just laughed inside. And I hope you laughed at home, too, listening to that joke. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on our podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have Vicky Uditz back on her podcast for the third time with her story, Crimes Against Poikilotherms.
Failure to place a screen over the top of the tank will inevitably lead to goldfish jumping out to their death. Properly cared for goldfish grow to a foot in length, and they live for up to 10 years. Oh, my God. I was a murderer.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.